Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the series finale of the Magic Sponge podcast, end of series four. I'm Rob Beckett, I've got Ian Smith and the gaffer's back, Jimmy Bellard.
I am back, hello everyone.
King Gaff.
I'm looking forward to this one.
And you got a win under your belt as well. At the weekend, you won.
Two draws, a loss and a win.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you're playing again tonight.
I felt the relief was there Saturday.
Did you celebrate? How was the celebration? Did you
Well, it was
controlled?
It was a great celebration, but during the game I got sent off.
Yeah, well,
which you're going to laugh.
I read the match report. I was like, Jimmy's got his first win, and then you read the match report. Yeah. Jimmy's got a sent off. And one of your subs have got sent
before
off.
Before we get into that, we should introduce our guest.
We've
got former Liverpool, Millwall, Cardiff, Fulham and Leeds goalkeeper, Tony Warner.
Hello, Tone.
Hello.
Here he is.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being on the... You're our first goalie on the podcast as well. Thanks for being here. We'll get into you and your career, but we just need to find out why Jimmy got sent off in his fourth game in charge.
What it was, it's the worst decision I've ever seen in football. I'll stick by that. He's gone, the centre forward's gone clean through. The centre half's caught him up. He's in the box. He's been chopped down.
Yeah.
And you see the linesman, he's half wanting to put the flag up, but you've seen the ref, he's like, gives it that one. Play on. I'm like, you what? Play on. So I go on the pitch, don't I?
But how far onto the pitch? Just like a few steps?
I can't remember. Just a few steps. It weren't
out.
Like, it wasn't in the box. Didn't have a kit on. Didn't
he matter. Like a pen.
So that went on, and then he came over and just like, he didn't give me a red card, he just sent me in the stands. But now you're not allowed in the stands, you've got to go in the change room. So he sent me in the stands, and then he was like, oh no, you're not allowded in the stands. I'm like,
I don't know what he's
make
doing.
Your mind up, mate.
Did you shout or anything then?
Is that no, I went in and apologised afterwards because I shouldn't be going on the pitch.
That's a bit harsh.
It was a terrible decision.
But it's a bit harsh if you just went on the pitch a little bit to be
and
set
And their get-out was, he wasn't clean through, he wasn't in front of him, but he was.
What happened with your sub? Did your sub... You got a sub sent off as well?
Well, three of us got sent off, to be fair, the other two were a bit soft. The sub ran up to the linesman and said, look, whatever, Tom Bradders. And then Stevie Salisman, number two, he sent him off. So it's a bit...
Who was managing the team by the end? Was it Billy?
Great question. No, we had Kevin there, like goalkeeper coach.
That's a good dad to that fair.
I was doing it by the tunnel anyway. Serious bit. So can we get on to this, man?
Because
this is
going to
be an absolute fucking classic.
You're excited. Because your mate's been after so how, yeah, where, before, did you, where did you play with each other to start with?
Where did, Fulham.
Fulham, yeah.
I met Wolves at Fulham and just got on. You know, he's one of them, all you listeners out there. He's just a down-to-earth fella coming from Liverpool, as you're going to hear this accent. And I just got on with him. He's just a geezer, you know?
Yeah.
He's just... You know, I didn't see him as a footballer. I didn't, you know, he's just a mate. So,
because you started off at Liverpool,
yeah,
didn't you?
I've got to say, hang on, Rob. He's the only, guest that's brought a notepad full of
what,
press.
What have you just written?
How many pages? He's got three or four pages.
He's just written fish.
Fish. See what I mean? He'd come up with stories. Fish.
The fish.
No.
The fish, come on.
Oh, poker fish player, coaster fish. This is what I mean. He's a poker player that's passed now. But listen, we're going to get on to that.
And, talk about the fish.
Poker player who's...
Yeah, but that's
like... Wait, now. Should you open up with the fish?
Go on in.
Open up with
go
the fish.
So. Okay. Away you go.
So I'm living in Alright, and I'm just poker player. Live next door to me called... Self-titled one of the fish.
Yeah.
What's his name? Dave Ullett or something?
Dave Ullett or something. Yeah, yeah. And he was like a top card poker player.
I was in Vegas and playing, you know. And playing cards and stuff. And apparently when he walked to the clubs in Vegas, like, you know, the records are stopping, the fish is walking. But he was mad.
Yeah,
he was.
So his name's The Fish?
The Fish.
Why was he called The Fish?
He's dead now, like.
Yeah.
Why was he called The Fish?
I don't know. Oh, it was the devil fish.
The devil fish.
The devil fish.
No, that is, you're right.
The devil fish, yeah.
All these poker players, you'd know him. If you're he's one of the big. Come back in the day when he used to go into like dark rooms with sawn-off shotguns. Yeah. He was like big time. Like, he was animal.
He was like a safe cracking one. He'd done a bit of time in that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And but he used to have like his outfit was like kind of white shirt, he'd have like the Colonel Sanders tie, and then he had these little glasses, and he was going bald when he saw his hair was all slicked back and that. And then what's happened is he's locked up with these young, he's always like knock about with these young bears, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was like 50 odd, and all his bears like 21 and like 19 and that, like always blonde. And then he started wearing like proper, like he was down with the kids, wasn't he? What was that gear that Tom Hardy, is it? No, is it not Tom Hardy? Is it? A gear with all kind of like sequins on it.
Basically, he's dressed like a 21-year-old.
Yeah.
But he's 50.
So he always had this gear on, right? So his enemy, he lived right next door to me.
Is it Tony's next door neighbour?
Classic. Yeah. Devilfish.
Yeah, the devilfish. Like, so he'd have this Ferrari, he'd be out in the garden and he'd pull up like that at the junction. I'd go, all right. I remember like standing there and I went, fucking hell, fish, keep the noise down like that in his Ferrari. Yeah. He went, flash. And just scorched his car up the road, like so funny, do you know what I mean? So then Jimmy signs on, right? So I'm talking to the fish. I'm in the fish's house now.
His gaff was immaculate.
Yeah, yeah.
It was clean immaculate. But he'd have like women come and do it. He'd have all these like
maids and stuff.
Yeah.
So then he's going, oh, no, this Jimmy Bullard signed for us and all that. Is he any good? And I was going, no, he's great fish. I tell you what, lad, said, you will love him. You know what I mean? He's right up your street. So he said, get him out one night. So
yeah, we went round his house.
Yeah, went round his house. Like, so he like, walks in and all that. So his bird opens up the door, about like 19, wasn't she? I mean, bomb bird. So I'm like, all right, come in and all that. So the fish is upstairs, isn't he? Like,
kind of like,
he's elusive, isn't he? He's upstairs. So as he walks in, Jimmy's kind of, his confidence he is, right? In some situation, he's dead, like, nervous, aren't you?
Yeah,
he's kind of standing there, and he's like, he's kind of rubbing his chin, and he's like, oh, fucking hell. So I was like, oh, you love the fish, you love him, and like, it's fucking madness. So as you walk in, we're standing in the hall, so his bear goes, you know, like, Dave, or don't you call him the fish, whatever, Dave, they're like, they're here and all that. And he went, all right, Tone. I went, all right, fish. And he goes, all right, Jimmy. And he went, all right. And he went, take your fucking shoes off.
Yeah. So I'm walking. Take your fucking shoes off. I went, yeah, I'm like, they're off. They're coming off now. But I'm talking to you about this. It's a weird scenario.
Yeah. Yeah. So his beard, he goes, get the lads a drink. So as he walks in, and like you said, his house was immaculate, wasn't it? Walks in, so it's like, you know, a few beers and that. So he kind of sits down now. So he's walking past like all like pictures, and he's photographing everyone, like James Wood and all these Hollywood actors, but they're hanging on him. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
They're all over him and all that. So he's kind of sitting there, and then
weird looking. He looked like with a frying pan.
Oh, he was odd. Yeah, he was odd. Yeah, he had dodgy cookie eyes, didn't he? Like lucky bird, no. I tell he's dead, didn't he? No, fucking hell. So anyway.
He's passed,
though. He's passed
about a year. So he walks in now. So we're sitting on the sofa and that. So it takes for ages. It's like a big entrance, you know what I mean? So we're like, fucking get these babies down. So he's just like, nudging me. And
you got to understand, he's up there on purpose. He's ready to come down. Yeah. He wants a big entrance. Yeah. He's one of them. He's been ready for 3 hours, isn't he? You know that.
So he's like kind of like nudging around into me, like dead close, you know what I mean? All nervous. So then the fish makes his entrance. Walks around him, right? And it was like a piano, wasn't it? Like an electric piano, like an organ or something. So he walks right in, doesn't say a word. He walks right in, doesn't look at us, doesn't acknowledge him and that. As he just walks past us, he goes, "Do you like the blues, Jimmy?" Like that. So Jimmy's kind of like looking at me, going, "What the fuck's going on here?" And all that. So he sits down without even looking at us. Opens the piano, turns on whatever, starts playing the blues and starts singing along. But
he's pretty good though.
Yeah, he was good.
But he ain't awesome. He's good.
Yeah.
And I'm going, this is weird.
So he's playing away like that. So he's got his back right to us, right? So Jimmy's kind of like fucking nudging me, and he starts to crack up at you. So I'm just kind of sitting there like that. Like I'm trying to keep a straight face. So Jimmy just goes, and he goes, "What are you laughing at, Jimmy?"
With his big, like, Michael Myers mallet. Yeah. He had, like, a Michael Myers mallet, didn't he?
But he's still playing as well.
I'm still playing. Yeah, didn't say anything at all. Just went, "What are you laughing at, Jimmy?" Like that. So he's just, like, panicking out, and he's just, like, biting his nails, as he always does, going, he just walked in and just started playing. Like fish, you know what I mean? So like that was our introduction. Yeah. Well, your introduction to the fish, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it
was,
but then
like,
you and him were like that, weren't you?
And then I got on with him. And then I was really, like, close to him, weren't I? He looked after me when I was in Hull. Well, and everyone I bumped into him in Hull would go, "Shouldn't be hanging around a fish, he's a wrong'un."
Really?
But then I would like him. I'd take people to face value. I loved what he was all about, and he cracked me up. And if you watch him on YouTube going into an event, he's the best verbally.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, he
I'm
going to
Google a bit
people.
Of devilfish when I get home.
Nah, honestly, he would slaughter people. He'd go in a room and just absolutely...
Is he
hard?
Is he a bit of a...
But really good.
I don't know.
I think he can have a rare.
Didn't you tell me the time when you were in a pool hall with him? And he said, "You've got to be ready, Jimmy." Didn't he have a belt with daggers in it?
Like, yeah, he had sort of...
And he pulled them in. That's what you've got to fucking be ready
for.
He always
had knuckle dusters with him. Well, he always had devilfish with him. Like, Ryan, just one more story on him. But Ryan, just quickly, Ryan was good mates with me up there, a boy called Ryan Miller, and he was good mates with devilfish. And devilfish took Ryan to Vegas, right?
Yeah.
And like, there's all these nightclubs and you're just queuing up and all that, and fish is like that. "I don't queue up. Are you mad? Fish don't never queue." He walked straight to the front, showed the bouncers like his rings, and they're like looking at it going, "Yeah." And what? "Who are you?" He's like, "Devilfish." he had that much front that he just walked past them all. And they're all like going, "Oh, well, it must be someone." That much front. He was just an animal.
Devilfish
like,
don't queue.
So that's enough about the fish.
That's about the fish. Right, we so Liverpool, you started there, at Liverpool. I love our devilfish. Yeah. Didn't you have a bit of a beef with Stan Collymore when you was at Liverpool?
Yeah, a little one, yeah. Well, yeah.
Come tell us this story, Dan.
Well, I initially...
Because there ain't a lot of people out there like Stan, is there?
No, he's a...
Divisive character.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Go on, what happened?
Well, to start off, we had an away game once, and I got roomed in with Stan. And I remember getting into the room first, and there was an... I remember just kind of like just put my gear down, whatever. So then Stan's walked in after me, and it was the day when you had to take your suits. So Stan's gone, "Hang me suit carrier up." But it was like a little form of bullying, I thought, you know what I mean? Like, you know, just kind of like, I'm the boss of the room and all that. And we should carry it up, and I was like, "What? Like, what? Fuck off, you know what I mean?" And he's going, "No," and I'm thinking he's winding me up. I'm just thinking, what's going on?
Yeah.
He goes, "Hang me fucking shoe carry up now. I'm the senior pro in here. You hang my shoe carry up, you do as I say." And I think he was...
How old was you then? Was it you?
I'm trying to think. I will have been, say, 21, 22.
Yeah.
So he's kind of saying, you know, do this, and he was Liverpool record signed at the time. So you know, he had all this going on around. You know, he was the top man, really. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like seen as really, and then he signed a guy kind of have one over on me. So I told him to fuck off.
Yeah.
And I walked out, and like I went and kind of sat in one of the lads' rooms, Steve Harkness's room. So I'm sitting in on the room, like fucking Stan just tried to like get me to Angus to kill up the. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Taking the piss. So I go, "Oh yeah, he's a fucking wanker." Blah blah blah. That was that, so I thought, right. I was sitting there for ages. So then I walked back into the room now, and Stan's sitting there. He's hung his suit carrier up. So he's sitting there now in bed, and there's like an atmosphere. He won't look at me, do you know what I mean? And he's just kind of watching the telly, and he's just sitting there like in his bed. So I just think, oh, fucking, I'm not
sure. The suit hanging up? It feels like prison.
Yeah, yeah. Similar, yeah.
Was the suit hanging up?
Yeah, the suit was hanging up. Yeah,
put it up,
yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know, he's got Jason McAteer in to do it.
So I remember thinking, oh, it's a bit of an atmosphere, so kind of gets in, gets my gear off, kind of gets into bed, and we just kind of, you know, you're going to carry on watching the title, so kind of pull like the quilt, so kind of just sitting there and that. And then, I don't know how he's done it, but he's turned the telly off and the light at the same time. He's gone bang, and just gone like that. and just fucking got his head down. And I'm just sitting there thinking, God, cunts had me off. So you end up just kind of sloping into like the darkness, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the thing about Stan was, right, he's obviously kind of, he had his issues, didn't he, which is all kind of, you know, well documented and stuff. But he's, the vast majority of the time, he'd be sound.
Yeah.
And then what he'd do is he'd draw you in with that somehow. Yeah. And then he just kind of just, he'd kill himself.
Yeah.
For just, like stupid little things, like childish things, you know what I mean? Like I remember another time we were in Amsterdam. We were in this Ajax Amsterdam tournament, and it was like a new format. It was like 7-a-side or 6-a-side, shortened pitch, roll on, roll off subs, none of those ones. So the first game against Milan, I was like everyone's there, Baggio, fucking all the top players. So He wasn't starting in like the first six, but he was on and off. You know what I mean? He just stood up in the middle of the changing rooms, went to Roy Evans. He went, "I haven't fucking come here to play against Ajax and Rangers. I want to play against fucking Milan." And Roy's gone, "Shut up, Stan." He's gone, "I want to play against fucking Baggio and all that. I want to play against these." And he goes, "Well, you're not starting, Stan. So just fucking shut up and sit down." It was things like that, and then he just sit down again.
Just
that. You know what I mean?
Just that.
Well, didn't you get in a fight over a chair?
We did, yeah.
Before his debut?
Yeah. What happened was, I was the manager pulled me, said, you know, you're going to be starting for the first team. It was a pre-season game in Ireland. So, yeah, I remember going, getting some food, comes back. I think David James had poured water on my chair. So I'm like, okay.
So you just classic
sit,
prank.
Yeah. No slapstick. So we sit down, get a big wet ass. Anyway, I fix the chair up and just get to the next spare one. And then comes and sits down, so I'm kind of getting stuck into me meal now. Like, you know, really looking forward to the game starting for the first time. Brilliant, you know what I mean? So Stan just looms over me, goes, "I want my fucking chair back." And I'm like, "No." And he goes, then he raises his voice then, because I'm thinking it's another wind-up, because that was the thing with Stan. You'd be talking to him 1 minute, you know what I mean?
The thing is, though, you're a big bloke to sort of start picking on. It's not like
but he's not too small himself, Stan. Yeah. And, you know, he was a big, strong, powerful guy, you know what I mean? So, you know, I shouldn't imagine him to be kind of fearful of anyone himself.
Yeah.
So, maybe it's like a power thing, I don't know.
Yeah, if you're the other big lad in the dressing room.
Well, there was a lot. There was David James, there was Neil Ruddock. There was a lot of big lads in that. So it wasn't a case of trying to like kind of pick people off and become like alpha male or whatever. I think he was just trying to bully me a little bit. He raises his voice, like, "I want my fucking chair back now." So everybody turns around, like, "Oh, there's something's going off." You know what I mean? So I'm thinking, right, I can't get mugged off here. So I'm like, "No, you're not fucking getting it." So he picks the chair up and he comes walking towards me with the chair with this surface water on. And I'm thinking, fucking naively, he's going to like pour the water on me like that, right? So next minute he just swings the chair like a big heavy like chair, a dining chair. Just swings this chair trying to just properly take my head clean off.
Unbelievable.
To what point?
You two are going for a divorce.
And there's you thinking he's gonna put a bit of water on me.
So as best I can like just put my arms up and like all I can remember just clattered around my forearms with a chair and I knew if I put my arms up, my head was coming clean off. So as he's swung it and he's caught my arms, I don't know how he'd done it, but he's hit me straight away. So as I've kind of like got the chair out the way, straight on me, bang, just caught me, sweet right. So I've jumped up now. So me and him are just like grabbing all each other. I can remember just swinging, just smacking them. I was getting a few myself. The pair was just trading. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Brilliant, isn't it?
So
it's just like you and Nick Barmby, isn't it? In the bush.
Not quiet.
So at this point, Stan's upset a lot of people in the team. Yeah. So David James on this side, Razor's on that side. Nobody really likes Stan at this point. So they're kind of both behind me. So as I'm trading, I'm scrapping. These two come like everyone's telling them come in and stop it and all that, but they're just kind of wearing a letting a bit of weight to my kind of course. So they kind of come.
Fuck, they're two big fuckers as well.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to see them helping.
So with me on stand, and these two kind of come, trying to stop a bullet, kind of getting stand down.
Stan
goes on the floor, and all I remember is like someone, one of the two, one has his elbow across his throat. The other one is like behind me, like leaning on his legs. Yeah. So he's pinned. So I'm thinking, like, you know, cheeky fucking throwing a chair at me head and all that. So I can just see his face here, something right, okay, you're not going to get another opportunity. I just fucking keep hitting him as many times. Just smacking him as many times as I can until I got pulled off. So he gets dragged off now. So then he jumps up. So we're standing there and we're probably about, 3 feet away from each other, like just like snarling and stuff. And then like Graham's going, what the fuck's going on? What's going on?
Who like, was it?
Roy Evans. Yeah. Like,
oh, was he the gaffer?
All the staff are like, what's going on? Everyone's like, whoa. I was around fighting that.
Is that match day as well?
It was pre-match. It was a pre-match.
I thought it was like in the morning or something.
No, it's like about like midday, kick off 3 o'clock, do you know what I mean? So then we're looking at each other, and then it was just like a stare off, and then next minute the two of us went at each other again, and we're scrapping, and we're just saying again, and then I can remember Roy Evans has come in to try and grab one of us, and as I've swung, we've just gone, fuck off, and just nailed Roy Evans.
Nailed a gaffer.
Did he go on the
deck?
I can't quite remember. I think he got an 8 count. They got led into a corner and just got a little fucking smudge on his head.
Mad
so then he's, what's his name? So that was that. So then got told to stand in the corner. And then Stan's gone, oh, I've had enough. I'm fucking off. So Stan's like steamed out now. And then we go to the game.
Yeah.
And
still playing as well.
Well, God, haven't you? You've got to fulfill a fix, yeah.
You just had your arm fit by a chair.
Yeah. So watches his names. When we get to the ground, Stan pops up again and he goes, my head's not right. I'm like, makes a big scene. I'm not fucking playing. My head's not right to play in this game and all that. And Roy Evans just like spotted me. Sound stand, bench, Lee Jones, starting. Okay, as I was going, and like he just kind of
just carried on.
Yeah, just diffused it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was that, boy.
Oh, who would have thought that? And see what I mean? See what it's like out there, boys.
Do you know that I'm off the back of that? I was just hating him, do you know what I mean? And JMO was as well. Because JMO said to me, after he went onto his room, JMO said to me, get the spare key and just fucking steam into his room and just like fill him in. And I was like, Dad, yeah, we shall, yeah, you know what I mean? Let's do it. So then we're kind of like, thinking about doing it, like rubbing our hands and that. And then it was just a bad idea. But then after it then me and JMO, and it must have been, I'm talking months and months and months, like, because at Liverpool you don't really do so much anymore, but you do loads of shooting, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And the pavers refused to save Stan's shots.
I remember you telling
wouldn't
me.
Even, wouldn't
oh,
dive.
Really?
Yeah, so it was like, you'd have like 10 players shooting, they'd all go bang, bang, you'd be diving down, doing whatever, and then it'd be Stan, and then he'd just shoot no matter what happened, just standing there, if it went in or it went wide.
I bet he got the right.
Oh, he was fuming.
Because as a striker, you want to be practicing.
Yeah,
you're shooting and you're going, yeah. All right, mate, well done.
Before the games, like the first team keeper goes in, doesn't he? Then the reserve stays out and there's like a bit of cannon fodder and all that. And I'd do the same again, but like at Anfield, and Stan one day just went, and just steamed in. Like steamed into the change rooms, right? So I'm just kind of carried on then, diving around, whatever. And when I walks in, Stan just kicking off in the change room, like fucking big scene against Roy Evans. He won't fucking die for my shots. He making me look like and all that. He's bang out of order. And I just went, fuck off. So I have to miss anyway. So, you know, he's trying too hard and that, and he's having another go.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, it must have been about, I'll tell you what, it was for the rest of my time with him at Liverpool, so I never dived after another ball.
Brilliant.
It was.
Brilliant.
Class.
My nickname was Denzel.
Was that Millwall? Did you get that at Millwall?
Millwall,
It's like,
good looking fella Denzel is. Feels an awesome. So Sean decided to give me that name.
Yeah,
mixed race scouse geezer in South London. That's pretty much what it was.
Did they have any chance for it at Millwall?
He had loads of chance, yeah. Denzel's got a big one.
Yeah, Denzel shows your cock.
Oh, Denzel shows your cock. Yeah, that was a crack. I used to love it. And then what I do is, I just kind of stand there I let them get it going for a little bit, you know what I mean? Yeah. And they just like pull me shorts out as if like I was looking down. And do you know what? I never used to ever wear any slips. Ever.
So you could see it.
And I just kind of like, just, as if like, whoa, no one knows that. Yeah. So I was going to pull it down.
And you had another one, bonus, didn't you?
Yeah, bonus, yeah.
What was that? Was like?
That was from Liverpool. That was because I think I've got like the fucking world record for sitting on the bench and not playing.
Picking up bonuses.
And yeah, I was just picking up bonuses all the time.
Oh, because that one bonus just
yeah. So,
but not playing.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And what was McAtee like? Was he good fun? Is that?
Yeah, he was a good lad. We were room partners for a while. In fact, I've got to thank him for that. Like Denzel. Denzel got a big one, sorry, because there was a woman's own or more magazine, some women's magazine. He got interviewed for because he's a bit of a handbag, McAtee, do you know what I mean? And then he just kind of said, "Who's the longest in the shower?" And McAtee's gone, "Oh, definitely Tony Warner, my roommate, like defo 100%. You know what I mean? Yeah. So then the Sunday, the sports got hold of this. Yeah. And he got like a big full page kind of spread on it. I've been walking to Millwall one day and the lads just started going Lamb's like, "Oh, what's going on here? What's going on?" You know what I mean?
Just clapping, yeah.
Yeah, what's going on? And then they would come outside and then on the board it was pinned up. It just said like Tony Warren's got the biggest cock in football, so like, fucking brilliant.
It's massive, though, Tone, isn't it?
Oh.
Why is it so big? What do you do to it?
Oh, just genetics, isn't it?
I've been stretching it.
What do you do to it?
Ian, you got your quiz now. Your goalkeeper quiz.
Right, so these are genuine weird injuries that have happened to goalkeepers, and see if you can guess. What's going on? So in 1975, Manchester United keeper Alex Stepney managed to dislocate his jaw doing what? He was either shouting at his defenders, trying to eat an orange, getting a ball kicked in his face, or trying to kiss a supporter.
I love this one.
Shouting at defenders.
Yeah.
What are you going for?
Shouting
at defenders.
He dislocated it.
He's going for it that much.
Did you just shout at the defenders?
I shout a lot, didn't I?
Oh.
Yeah, like a lot. A lot.
Fucking hell. Yeah. Murders.
I remember getting told off for not talking once, and I just thought I took it literally.
That won't happen again.
Yeah, it won't happen again. But yeah, I actually shout like, fuck.
Is that what you do? If a goal goes in, are you straight away, whoever's fault it is, on it?
It's not so much that, it's before the goal goes in, so it's like squeeze or get tight, boom, very verbal.
You've got to be, haven't you? No, you should be like a bit of a wallflower.
Yeah. Do you get defenders or midfielders shouting back at you?
Yeah, now and again, but I don't mind it. I shout to them. Ooh. They want to shout back, fine. Not a problem, do you know what I mean? Give it, you take it. Yeah.
This one's, did you have a former Liverpool reserve keeper, Michael Stensgaard?
Yeah.
Stensgaard's Anfield. Were you at Liverpool?
No, I was there with him, yeah.
Oh, you might know this one then.
Yeah, I do.
managed to dislocate his shoulder, either wallpaper in his room, erecting an ironing board, unloading his washing machine, or trying to get change from the back of his sofa.
Washing machine?
Was it?
No.
What was it?
The ironing board.
Yeah. What a tip.
What happened then? Do you know what happened?
Yeah, he was just ironing, or he's putting the ironing board up, and it's just collapsed, and he's gone to catch it. And he just kind of just popped his shoulder, dislocated his shoulder. I'm made up because he gave me an opportunity. Yeah. Come in. Cheers, Tifo.
There's another Liverpool keeper. England international David James managed to injure himself doing what at home? Trying to change the TV channel on his remote, trying to get his blinds to stay up, spinning around in his desk chair too quickly, or flushing himself down the toilet. I'm not good at multiple choice.
Well, it's four. Normally it's three as well. You've gone for four, haven't you?
Yeah, gone for four.
Remote control?
Yeah.
Really?
No one's got any wrong here.
Such a big strapping lad.
Right, and we've got non-league Stalybridge Celtic.
His missus probably coming downstairs. He's like, "Get the channel off!"
non-league Stalybridge Celtic's keeper, Mark Staffan, missed a game in 1999 getting his head trapped in a what? A biscuit tin, car door, bicycle wheel or a coat hanger?
Coat hanger.
Car door.
I can't remember last day. I'll go Beckett.
A car door.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, it was a car door. I thought I had you then. Newcastle United's Shea Given was rushed to hospital following a collision with Martin Harewood.
Marlon.
Marlon, yeah.
Oh, no.
What injury did he sustain that is more common in car crashes. It was the first time it ever happened on a football pitch. Whiplash, a perforated bowel. You got the fucking answers in front of you.
Yeah.
The whole fucking quiz. I'm like, they're getting these ones easy. Go see him. He perforated his bowel. Let's just do that then.
And the next one's eyebrow bitten off.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That's the best one as well. Paddy Kenny's had his eyebrow bitten off in a curry house in Halifax.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What by dog or human?
No, just mate.
What is mate?
He's a wrong in that.
My mate's going to do that.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about Paddy? What's he like, Tan?
No, I know Paddy quite well. Yeah, he's all right. Yeah, he's a good lad. Shout.
And you went to Millwall, didn't you? Was that after Liverpool? Millwall?
Yeah, seats after, yeah.
How was that? Did you enjoy Millwall? They love you at Millwall, don't they?
Absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. Had a bit of a trial. Do you want to sign me on? Signs on. And then I remember when I did sign on, sitting in the boardroom with Theo.
And yeah, what was he like?
I like him, he was all right.
Yeah. What was Jeff Perfitas like? That's when Claridge came on and called him Jeff Perfitas.
Oh, yeah, he heard that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think Jeff was just an either.
You said Jeff, but no, I didn't.
Yeah.
Go on, son, you got any stories of Millwall? Love stories.
And what's his name? I remember, like, just getting sat down in the boardroom, the contract got laid out, the secretary goes, have a little read through it, you know, your agents looked at it and all that, things all above board. And Theo just come out of somewhere. And he goes, all right, you've read the contract, have you? I was like, that, yeah, yeah. He goes, you're fucking pain in the arse, aren't you? You know, because I remember arguing, like, over the you know, no, it's like, don't try and get the last fucking extra few quid, don't you? Wasn't it? It was more like, And then he leaned into me like that. Just me and him in the boardroom, big on fucking tail on that.
The Dragon's Den for your perfect.
Yeah. And he leaned into me like that, and he says, God's honest truth, he went, if you fuck me around, I've got people who cut your fucking legs off.
Really? Yeah.
What do you say? Boy, I'm scared, sir.
I know the devilfish.
I didn't quite know the devilfish then. But as soon as he said that to me, I just turned to him like that. I said, listen, mate, you fucking out with me. I've got people who cut your fucking legs off as well. Like that. And he went, welcome to Millwall.
Shit, mate.
Got me headlock. Like rub me on the head and all that. So that was shit ass.
You put it back on him. Fucking good stuff.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, when you're signing back on the chair, then it's pretty.
Doing that to scare you? Do you reckon Theo's?
No. I wouldn't say he was a particularly joker, but he was joking then. Do you know what I mean? Well, my first introduction to Millwall was, funny enough, not after they had the fight with Stan. The next pre-season game was Millwall away, and then I was on the bench. And I can remember warming up and just stretching. Another way sometimes you can be a bit of a pain in the ass, can't you? You're standing in the way of play. Do you know what I mean? And like, move out the fucking way and all that. And you think, fuck them. You just kind of just stay there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can remember in, you fucking black. Fucking move. And all like, that's a bit heavy, isn't it? Nothing kind of bends over, stretching. And you say, pooh. I mean, fuck off, right in the back of my leg. Just spat around the back of my leg. Fucking hell, I didn't fucking sign up for this. So just runs back in, goes and sits down, sits around, just been fucking spat at there, been called a black as well. He went, don't worry, you have to go and warm up again, just fucking a mad these. So just fucking sat down and that was that. So that was
God,
like,
it's terrible.
So yeah, do you know what? It's fucking football, innit? Just fucking get on with it. So that was like about 3 years before I went to Millwall. So then goes to Millwall, totally loved it. Had a really good start, you know what I mean? Kind of got on with the fans really well.
So that happened at Millwall, that incident happened at Millwall?
After that.
Did you get that any other grounds?
Loads of places. Yeah. But I just give it back. Do you know what? I'd give it back with loads of top spin on. I'd go heavy.
Go one above.
Yeah. Like, my debut for Millwall was Cardiff away in Ninian Park.
Oh, God.
And he still had the railings up, the fences and all that.
That's an horrible ground.
It was horrible, And I remember the away end didn't have any cover on it, and they were just throwing half bricks over. Bricks. They just landed on the Millwall fans. So then, I remember second half going up to like, you know, the Ninian Park. Sorry, the Yeom End, and they're just fucking caning me. And I'm talking, a lot of them just caning me, right, throwing things at me, just verbal abuse and all that. But I'm thinking, like, what's the most he can do? This is what I genuinely thought all the way through my footy career. What can he do? If someone kind of comes and wants to step out on that pitch and wants to have kind of a fight, they're going to have to be dead brave, aren't they? And no one's really ever going to do it, So I used to fucking give them loads. So then they call me all kind of spitting, trying to spit at me, throwing coins at me, fucking bottles. So I remember just looking and I remember thinking, right, just deciding on one kid. one lad, and he's screaming, "I'm going to fucking kill you outside there. Fuck off, you fucking soft." So all his mates, he must be like 50 of them, all just abused me, right? But I thought, don't concentrate on anyone else, just aim for this one lad all the time.
Yeah.
Animal, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then, me and him are trading loads of times, and all his mates going, "Yeah, don't give a fuck, you're getting it." So that was that. So then, turns around again, and he's moved slightly. I thought, oh, I've got him, do you know what I mean? Because he's getting out of the firing line.
He's picking him up.
Yeah. So then it must have been like 20 minutes of just giving him dogs abuse and not. It was just me and him as far as I was concerned, and he knew it. And then in the end, he fucked off. He must have fucked off like about 20 yards away. And like the big crowd were there. And I just kind of carried on at him. And I was like walking towards, like the ball, I'd knocked the ball towards him and all that. But you fucking son, look at you fucking.
Wait, are you on the bench or are you?
I was playing. I was playing.
You were dominating the game, yeah. So you had lots of time.
So just get abused him. So then I'm getting bottles thrown at me. And so there must have been 20 bottles in the area. And I'm thinking, if a ball nicks off one of these, it's going to fly in, do you know what I mean? So I'm trying my hardest to kick bottles back and get them underarm and overarm and all that, all these bottles as best I could. So then, like, there was one, and I just thought, fuck off, and he just launched it. And someone's zinging into the car by all accounts. And it hit someone right in the head. So that's happened.
Did you try and hit the geezer? Was it
in? Well, no, I just done it blind like that. I'm just cleaning bottles out, but apparently one of them's cleared the fence and it's on in the face. So then, what I was doing, I was leaning right back into the fence and you could feel them grabbing your top. But I thought, like, they can't get you. They can't actually properly get you. Yeah. And I was doing it to wind them up and feel like a few of them were spitting on me and all that. And I could feel coins just going ding. Like off my head and just landing about 10 yards away. But I thought, I'm not turning around because no matter, I'll get one right in the eye. You turn into it, you know what I mean? So then the one thing that did make me laugh, an half-eaten burger just hit me on the shoulder and just fell apart in front of me. And I remember it proper tickled me. I remember, like, I was about to start my run-up and I stopped because I was laughing that much, you know what I mean? I'm like, that's the fucking burgers, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't expect that. So, finished the game. And then Rhino, Keith Stevens, Millwall manager, pulled me in a week. So listen, it's been a complaint. You've said you've thrown the bottle. Do you remember actually one carrying over? He said, I can't remember. So they've had to come down, like formally arrest me in Lewisham. So I've had
really?
To go in. Yeah, yeah.
Arrested?
Yeah, and like the fella's going, like, I come through, the crowd parting, I come through like a missile, it hit me in the face and I was all dazed. They had to go seek, you know, to go to the hospital and all that. Like, fucking melt, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then I had to go to Cardiff. I had to go to Cardiff, like to the court, and you know, kind of like a preliminary hearing or something. And then Theo's good. Theo's like got the barristers on the case, and it got through out.
All right.
Yeah.
And then your debut.
That was my debut for Millwall. And then after the game, they would throw that many bricks over into our fans. I can remember sitting down. And then all these women and kids come into the changing rooms, like just like Millwall fans, because they had to get them up the tunnel, and then they kind of didn't know what to do with them. And then he just pushed them all in our room, so we're all just kind of sitting there, fucking like half a burger, like loads of like coins off my head. And all these women and children standing around, just like Millwall fans. Yeah, mad. But yeah, it was some place Millwall, like.
Yeah.
Like, it's unique, do you know what I mean? I genuinely believe it's unique. Like, there's a lot of places that kind of might think that are that kind of ilk, do you know what I mean? Like, I know they've got a big rivalry with West Ham and stuff, but West Ham are kind of a bit more kind of commercial and, like,
yeah.
polished well,
I've
now,
been,
do you know
I've
what mean?
Been a few times, it's like, and I'm from South London, and it's intimidating.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, the whole thing's just like, there's an atmosphere, and it's like, even when it's not full, even when it's like, you know, when it's recent years have been, like, relegated, and it's never, like, sold out. But imagine that, like, you know, when it was sold out in a proper game against, you know, West Ham or Palace or Cholton or something like that.
Do you know, we used to love playing Palace because, to be fair, we were in the Championship together for a few seasons. We used to do quite well against them. So, like, you know, days that the Millwall fans used to enjoy that. And then going over to Selhurst Park, like, just causing murder.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like...
Steve Courage got offered to join in. Didn't he? When he was, he said he'd come out the ground. And went, do you want to come with? Like,
his excuse?
Oh, he said that weird. Like, no, I've got to get.
My knees feeling a bit.
Dodgy ticket or something.
Got my car parked up. You couldn't get out of here.
Do you know what? Even the posties are fucking heavy at Millwall. Because I remember my first season, I played away to Scunthorpe, and we were caning them. Things like 4-1 or 4-0 or something. Like three goals that early on. Do you know what I mean? And then, the way the fans kind of all just jump over the hoardings, and, like, you know, it's kind of like just do whatever they do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like celebrating, I suppose. And there was this really busy steward at Scunthorpe who decided to try and claim one of the Millwall fans. And it's like a bit of a tug of war, do you know what I mean? So the steward's kind of all trying to hold on to him. The fella's trying to kick him off. The fella's getting dragged back into the Millwall crowd. And it was at my end. And we just scored, say, our third goal. So game's pretty much done, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This steward's trying his hardest. I'm thinking, what are you doing? Do you know what I mean? It's like, just let him go.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what are you going to do? Like, claim, like, put him in jail or something? I don't fucking know. Anyway, he got his comeuppance because the crowd just kind of split and this fella come through, like a stocky fella, like a bullet head, you know what I mean? Fuck off. Just nail a steward. Just folded them up. Steward just goes straight on the floor. Just smashed him right in the face. Steward's like gone on the floor. And then, like, the lads kind of kicked the steward. Oh, fuck off. Give him another kick on the way over. And then they're all kind of standing there buzzing off the steward. So I'll never forget this fella's face. He hit him, do you know what I mean? So then I'm in this house that the club put me in. So it was quite early on. It was like kind of the first couple of months, do you know what I mean? Gets a knock on the door. It's the fucking bullet head, isn't it? He's my postman.
Shut up.
He's my postman. And I'm like, you're the fucking scumfuck. He's got a quite a distinctive face. Right? You're scumfuck, weren't you? You want him there? Like, yeah, fucking Northern Mackeys and all that. I was like, fucking hell. He goes, oh, I didn't know you lived there. He goes, oh, yeah, see your name now and all that. You know what I mean? So, seen him loads of times in the lounge afterwards. He was a cracker.
Yeah.
Good fella, do you know what I mean?
Brilliant.
Another one at Millwall. I remember being in Delano's. No, Delano's on East Street.
I used to go to Delano's.
Do you know Delano's?
Weird upstairs shit tiny bar.
We were never out of there though, we loved it. So does this fella we knew, or I knew, sorry, who used to come to Liverpool, he was a mate of some of the Liverpool players, he was like a stockbroker or something, like minted, you know what I mean? Had like a big massive house in Blackheath. His name was Neil Norman, probably still knocking around, a man with two first names. So we're in Delano's now. And Neil Norman standing, goes, all right, Tony, I haven't seen you in a while. All right, Neil, blah, blah, blah. You know, I haven't seen you since Liverpool, whatever. So he goes, let me introduce you to me, mate. So it's Tam Hussein, right? Mm-hmm. Now, Tam had I'd never met him before. But
the guy, the actor from the Football Factory. Tamer Hassan, is it?
Yeah. But this is before, because I think the first one I seen him in was Layer Cake.
He's
done a few bits and bobs here.
Yeah, but this is before Layer Cake. So this is before he was an actor. Now, he was, you know, he was a bit of a known name.
Yeah,
around
that centre boxer as well when he did boxing.
Yeah, he's boxing and all that.
He's a bit of a boy, wasn't he?
Yeah, a bit of a boy, do you know what I mean? Like, but you know, it was always Tamara Sane and all that. So I'm fucking standing, fucking hell, it's Tamara Sane, do you know what I mean? Like, I've heard all about him and you know, here he is. So Neil Norman's like, we're talking about the game and that. So I'm standing with Timmy Cahill and Timmy's got like a fucking brandy and coke or a whiskey and coke or something. She's kind of standing there. So we're all kind of dead close because it's tight, you know what I mean? It's kind of loud and that. So what I can remember is, we're talking about the game and I was just kind of being animated or something because I was pissed, you know what I mean? And I just went bang and knocked the drink and
Tim's glass.
Yeah, but yeah. Tim, it looked like Tim just went fuck off right in Tam's face.
It looked like he threw it.
He actually gone bang right in his face like that, right?
Oh God.
So I was like, oh no. And Timmy just gone. We both melted like, but Tam has gone, my eyes. So I'm like, oh, like hell, that's gonna break loose here. We're just gonna get like fucking stabbed or fucking filled in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Horrible thing.
So Tam has gone like back through the club now, like kind of waylaying people out the way, and he's fucking shouting like that. So Neil Norman's going, oh, what happened here? I'm going, I don't know. So Neil Norman follows him now. So then, back. I'm going to Timmy, fucking, I'm sorry, mate, it was me. And he's going, I didn't do not like the gym, it was you. I'm going, no, it was me, you know. So Neil Norman comes back now, and he goes, Tom, come here on the way, do you? So I'm all right. He goes, my mate's just said your mate throwing a drink right in his face. And I've gone, no, it didn't really go like that. I said, what happened was, we were talking, I was being a bit animated, bang, I've knocked his glass and it's gone right in his face. He said, you've got to come and sort this out. So he's fucking fuming.
What did you feel like? Did your arse
go? Oh, oh, fucking hell. Because what happened was,
he's a big bloke as well.
Oh, yeah, he's a big
fella.
Get
a taxi, I just go.
Do you remember the back of the lounge, like a bit of a VIP bit, weren't there? And you get a few, well, you know, loosely described as. But
space of seats, he had seats.
Yeah, and the floor was less sticky. And you'd always have the head sitting in there, right round the tables and all that. So it was fucking Tamara Sane, isn't he? And I'm thinking, I'm not getting out of here.
Like, I'm going to get a fucking belt, you know what I mean? I'm going to get a fucking bit of a kicking in that. And the one thing I do remember thinking to myself, right, I just don't know glass gets involved.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I remember just thinking...
Putting a silver lining
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, just all fucking... Oh, when we're walking into it, yeah? So I remember, like, fucking Neil's going, you need to sort it now. I'm like, fucking, I don't know time to think. So fucking walks in after Neil Norman. So Tammy is saying, standing there, so I'm thinking, fucking hell, I'm going to get out of this. So, like, listen, Tammy. Apologies, mate. I said, when we were talking again, like me just being animated, I said, I went like that and it was an accident. I knocked his hands and his thing's gone like that. And he went, sound, not a problem.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. And he goes, do you want a drink? And I went, nah, you're all right. Because I just thought, like, I know him now, do you know what I mean? I don't know, but I thought, get out of there.
Yeah,
because I thought, I'm going to stand here with
sometimes
a fucking drink.
Sometimes the worst you can hear that, innit?
Yeah, yeah, it's too nice. It's just
You're like,
So anyway, but you know, I suppose he was genuine, and he went, no, and I went, listen, I said, is that all right? I said, because it was my fault, it was a genuine accident. He went, listen, mate, it was an accident. Don't you worry about it, no more about it. And I went, Sam said, you're all right? Then he went, yeah, Sam, I just walked away, then that was that. And fucking went back, and Tim was like, what's happening? But he said, I'll fucking sort it for you, don't you worry. I fucking sorted that.
Oh, brilliant.
We both did, to be fair.
Didn't you say that you shot someone with a stun gun?
Yeah, we had these, a lad, Mark Phillips. He was not like weird. He wasn't weird. He was funny. He was mad, you know what I mean?
Was he a bit like Smithy?
No, he's well, yeah, weird. The weirdness part, yeah,
but not mad.
No, you're weird.
But he had, he always get loads of things. He'd always like get things like fucking like cameras and blah blah blah. He gets loads of these stun guns, which were like torches.
Yeah.
And what we do is you pull the cap off and it's got like the prongs and you press it and zips across. You know what I mean? So I'm like, oh fuck, I'll get us one of them. You know what I mean? I want one of them. So like, fuck it, just get one. You know what I mean? They were cheap. So we watch his names. I'm assuming it's you, mate.
Beckett's looking at you going, oh, this geese is a lunatic.
And then we went round to...
We might have to get on for three more episodes just to get from the store.
I remember we got this... We were round this lad, Richard Sally's house, set up forward for us, and he'd always have these waifs and stays living in his house. No lads would come home from Ireland, and he'd end up working in the bars around Bromley, and, like, they just live in this big house in Chislehurst. And he watched his names. I had this stun gun thing. I've got this stun gun. Don't know how effective it is. You know what I mean? Don't know how, like what you do. It's all or nothing, can it? You know what I mean? So his mate was always complaining he was skint. So I said, tell you what. I said, give you 50 quid. Let me use this stun gun on you. And he's going, you're not quite there and all that. You know what I mean? So there was this, funny enough, there was this bird in the house because he used to have everyone hanging around his house. She went, I'll match you 100 quid if you let him stun gun you. So we're like, sound, yeah. So I'm like, legging home, charging up for ages, coming back.
Full charge.
Yeah, full charge. So then what we ended up doing was we ended up getting like this mattress and putting against the wall because we didn't know what was going to happen in case it went boom like that. So Sally has phoned his mate up, he was a doctor, and he said, do not get him across the chest. Like, get him in the arm or like somewhere up here or something. Yeah. So he's kind of having to prepare himself now. So I've gone, I'm like fucking zapping it in that.
How has that doctor not just gone, don't do that?
Yeah. No, because they know he's going to do it.
So he's standing like against, like this mattress is like behind him, and fucking give him his 100 quid, sorry. So I told him, I said, get your fucking top off, because I want full contact. Not even your T-shirts on, I want like the full it, you know what I mean? He's standing there, and she went, fuck off, right on his heart.
Fucking hell.
Right on his chest, and it's like as if his legs were cut off. He's went, fuck off. He's went straight down, like one of them chimneys, went boom, like that. And we were all just screaming, laughing, right? So then he started making these noises, and he's on the floor, and he kind of rolls over on like all fours. And I thought, I've given 50 quid, get me money's worth. I went, fuck off, right up his ass. And he just screamed forward. And then, I remember, he crawled to the sofa and the sweat was pissing out. But we were all just lying there screaming, laughing, right? So all the lads had them, right? So we had them in the car, right? So now I've got it in the fucking training ground. And there's a lad, and he's always fucking winning. He's got no money, right? And I said to him, give you a tenner, let me stun you. But I'd say, nobody was, in the treatment room. The irony of it. In the treatment room, do you know what I mean? So there's loads of people
kind of...
So he's going, go on, do it, man. I said, for a tenner as well. Fucking
for ten. Yeah, you could get on here for that.
For the entertainment, wouldn't it be there all day, wouldn't you, on the tenner's house? So, done him again, done him in the side, and the same thing, his legs just got cut off, went fuck off, straight down on the deck. The whole seating room was screaming, laughing, and he's dragged himself up onto the side unit, and he's standing there, and again, the sweat was pissing out of him. And he was just wobbling like that, right? Oh. And this must have been about 25 past 10, and everyone's got to shout, right, out now, come on, out now. And he's just kind of fucking staggered out like that, like a zombie, to put his boots on. And he had a fucking nightmare, the fucking head was beating it. But yeah.
Right, that's the end of the podcast. We've got the last, it's been brilliant.
Sounds
so much stuff. You'll have to come back on again. You've got so much stuff.
I've got to get through the notepad.
We only got through for two pages there. Got the rest, look at that.
I know, look at that. We'll come back and go through the rest of it on another one. Before we go, though, it's the team talk game. So basically, congratulations, you've made it to the big time. You're the manager of the One Bell First team. Congratulations. You've moved up from kit man and all the other stuff you did.
Yeah.
Tony's done you a favour and turned up to play in goal. And Jimmy's taking time out of his busy schedule to play one last game for you. However, you've not got off to a good start. Your assistant Billy has accidentally locked the team in the changing room. And you can't find the keys before the big match. How do you give the team talk if you can't get in the room? And how do you get him out before the match is about to start? What's that? I'll be Billy, yeah. So I'll be locked in the room.
And you're locked in the room as well, so I'm knocking on the door then.
Yeah.
All right.
And Tony and Jimmy are in the room as well. We're all locked in the room.
Yeah, I'll take the time out of my busy schedule.
Into the character.
I'm outside the room and Tony and Jimmy are inside the room. Okay.
You've finally made it into the big time. Yeah.
Come on. All right, Billy. I'm the manager, the One Bell. I'm fucking ready for it. I'm going to give the team talk of my fucking life.
I've gone home.
Tony recommended a good placement to buy pads. I've written it all out. I've got a team talk of my life. Let's get it going.
They're in the dressing room.
I know they're in the fucking dressing room, mate. That's where you do team talks.
I'm here. I've took a little bit of time out of my busy schedule, so don't worry about it.
That's Jimmy. He's talking through the door.
Yeah, why does he sound so faint? Why don't he just come out of the door?
I'm not allowed in the room.
We can't. I've lost the keys. So they're just
in the dressing room.
They need to be in the dressing room, so they're all in there.
They need to be in the dressing room to get changed. They're not in there for the whole fucking game, are they?
So we can't get in or get them out.
I don't know what to say in this situation other than you're fucked up. I can't say anything creative. I don't know what they want me to say in this situation. But kick the fucker down. Kick it down.
Yeah, but I'm only little.
You're not little, you're huge. Run into the door. Battle it down, if that's a phrase.
I've cut a little hole so you can give the team talk through the door.
What are you fucking talking about?
Just do it through the door, Smith.
Yeah, I'll do it through the door, but then no one's leaving. How are they getting into the game?
Listen, we're team talk,
but where are they fucking going?
We're not allowed to smash the door down. Just give the team talk through the door.
All right, then.
Why they're in there.
All right, lads.
Boys, listen up.
So the formation is everyone's in a room.
It's not that door.
It's not that door.
What do you mean it's not that door?
It's the door behind you.
It's the door with a hole in your nutter.
Yeah, that's the rest door.
Right, the formation is...
Yeah, go on.
The formation is...
Go on.
You all just stay there because no fucker can come out. So do whatever you fucking want. If you can all start trying to bang a bigger hole in the door, we'll get the opposition team. No, we'll get the opposition team a tunnel from their changing room into your changing room, shall we?
Yes.
And we'll do the game there. Good luck. All the best.
Well done.
For fuck's sake. Well, I don't know what to do with that.
Right, thank you very much for listening. That was good, Ian. Don't be so mean to yourself. And thanks, Tony Warren. You've been brilliant.
Walnut Ledge.
Well done, Gaffer,
well done,
Jimmy Billard, and Ian Smith. Thank you very much for all your correspondence, is that what you say, on Twitter and stuff like that?
Yeah.
All your Chocolado Pard videos and GIFs. Download and subscribe. And see you next series. Bye.
See you later, everyone. Bye, matches.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no! Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
I know what this one is.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.